Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit happened in running this week. This week's stories include results from the Big Dance, FKT Summer Crazy Town, and Hard Rock Fights UTMB. It was an insane race weekend around the globe for ultra trail run events, including not only the 44th running of the Western States 100, but Lavaredo Ultra Trail in Italy, the Mont Blanc Marathon in France, and not to mention the World Mountain Running International Youth Cup, also in Italy. First to Western States, which had competitors traversing high country snow, mud, stream crossings, and generally crazy conditions in the early miles of the course, only to drop into furnace-like conditions in the canyons. Such a classic day on the Western States course, which propelled a number of interesting stories. Let's take a look at a few. Ryan Sands avenged his second place finish back in 2012, winning this year's race after Walmsley's meltdown in the canyons. Props to Ryan for his resilience at the race, and we're sure he'll fully savor the victory after his storied history with the race. Gotta give a shout out to Alex Nichols and Mark Hammond, who rounded out the podium for the men, who also ran smart and tough races, both pushing through some heat illness to finish strong. On the ladies' side, it was Kat Bradley who took control of the race on Cal Street and never relinquished the lead in the final 30 miles of the race. We can basically rename it Cat Street at this point. She fended off a late-charging Magdalena Boulay for her first Western States win. Magda also avenged her last year's DNF with a strong second and was later seen cuddling with winner Kat. What an amazing sport. A hard-charging Sabrina Stanley rounded out the ladies' podium with an iron-willed attitude that welcomed the crazy conditions and had her hunting headlamps in the final miles. Both the men's and ladies' races had some interesting shakeups in the final 38 miles, holding that adage true that the race really begins somewhere after Forest Hill. If you've got legs and a solid mind, you can really rip and bury the competition. We gotta give a shout out to everyone who ran, crewed, paced, volunteered, and spectated the race this weekend. It was brutal conditions for all, and you guys killed it. And now, a shameless plug. If you want a little jam to remember the weekend by, be sure to check out our new single, Mary Statesmas, now on YouTube and available for free MP3 download.
The finish line's too many miles away.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Jubes, when I said we're gonna make a song about states, I was thinking something a little more lit. Look at us, Jubes. We're in squaw.
Oh, yeah, no sleep until Auburn.
This one goes out to all you Western States runners.
It's about to go down.
Okay, so there were a few tuck and striders out there, as well as an army of ice bandanas, but the overwhelming fashion choice for the 2017 Western States 100 was, drumroll please, shirts with holes. Yep. Basically, we had a slew of frugal fashion wizards out there. So there it is, folks. Cut your shirts the rest of your summer hundreds, and you're all set. Doesn't matter if it's holes, ovals, random, or mountains. Just hashtag cut and rip. Headwear. The Euro athletes had this on lockdown with their patent-pending, I think, ice pouch hats. TOEFL, Ryan Sands, and others were all wore these brain-cooling accessories, which may look silly, but appeared to be highly effective. There were more than a couple of cougars at Western States this year. A live one was spotted about 10 miles from the finish by runner Adiko Wersher. Fortunately, there was no physical incident between the runner and wildlife. Any other wildlife sightings out there? Results are in for last week's caption contest. We asked you for your best line for this photo of Western States race director Craig Thornley. And here is the winner. Tyler Hill with, "Whoa, Doc! I said my nips are fine." We'll send you some Mountain Outpost stickers. Hit us up on the DM, yo. Moving on to the Lavaredo 119K in the Italian Dolomites, Seth Swanson was so close on this one. He was just 2 minutes back at the finish, reminiscent of another pair of late June second place results from a couple years back. Western States, anyone? For the ladies' win, it was a dominating Caroline Chavarot of France, who will shake things up in just 2 weeks' time on U.S. soil at Colorado's Hard Rock 100. Should be an exciting race to watch. Although there were a slew of race distances at the Mont Blanc Marathon, we'll focus on the 42K distance where Killian showed he still got it after his double slog up Everest. He edged Stion Angerman-Vick and Max King, winning in 3 hours 45 minutes to their 3:47 and 3:50. One of our favorites, Megan Kimmel, crushed her field with a 4-hour 40-minute win over Ida Nilsson of Sweden, who was last December's North Face 50 winner. This 42K was pretty insane with almost 9,000 feet of climb. It had a real Tour de France feel with the paparazzi slash spectators chasing Killian down with all sorts of iPhones. Sick shaky GoPro footage, bro. Pretty insane scene over there. Women's equality in our sport. Those of you interested in this topic, perk your ears. The World Mountain Running International Youth Cup held in Italy hosted 16 and 17-year-old athletes from 16 different countries, including the United States. Pretty cool, except the boys' course was 5.3 kilometers in length with 340 meters of gain, while the ladies' was just 3.85k in length with only 250 meters of gain. This is some straight up bull. These girls can certainly run as far as the boys, and we want to see this equalized in the future. As for the American results, Nathan Davies was 18th in 2601, while top American lady was Jocelyn Blair, 11th place in 2038. Outhouse Nation, it's now up to you to help get the attention of the World Mountain Running Association. Let's equalize the Youth Cup distances in 2018. Ah, summer is officially upon us, and that means time to shift some of our focus to some fastest known time efforts. Here are a few to watch soon. Samuel Jurek kicks off his winning submission for the UD FKT grant program June 30th in New Hampshire, attempting the White Mountains Hut Traverse. Joe McConaughey, who holds the Pacific Crest Trail supported FKT, announced he will be going after Carl Meltzer's recently set record on the Appalachian Trail this July. In addition, he set the bar a little higher, saying he will attempt it unsupported. At least, I think. No support crew or aid. He clarified by saying he will carry all his own gear and run in and out of towns to resupply on food. Stout. Follow him on Insta at thestring.bean. Finally, we have a pair of runners going for the yet-to-be-officially-named Holy Nolans, or Nolans Holy, or Sawatch 15. Basically, Nolans 14 plus Mount of the Holy Cross, which is the Lone Wolf 14er off on its own in the Sawatch range, about 50k north of the main group. To our knowledge, this has never been done in one push before. Andrew Hamilton and Michael Pretty are both currently en route, albeit from opposite directions. An article written by guest author and posted to ultrarunning.com, the website for Ultra Running Magazine here in the United States, and signed by, get ready for it, Hard Rock 100, Run Rabbit Run, Speed Goat 50K, Wasatch Front 100, San Diego 100, Cascade Crest 100, Angeles Crest 100, Grindstone 100, and Bighorn Trail Runs, cites a pledge by these race organizers to not pay to have their races evaluated by the International Trail Running Association. Race evaluations and points awarded by ITRA are utilized by various races, including the Ultra Trail du Mont Blanc, when determining whether or not athletes are qualified to run. This all came to a head when Catherine and Michelle Paletti contacted the Hard Rock 100 asking for them to certify their race with ITRA so that Killian Jornet would be able to obtain enough points to be able to run this year's UTMB. The article cited the Paletti's ownership in both UTMB and ITRA, and also both being for-profit entities, on why they won't pay. Although UTMB is owned by Autour du Mont Blanc, which is a company owned by the Paletti's, ITRA is, as far as we know, a non-profit entity that aims to be a global advocate for trail running. ITRA was in part spearheaded by the Paletti's, and they are still intimately involved, which does raise some suspicions. It is a little interesting to look at the list of national representatives who help shape the decisions at ITRA. There are both runners and organizers representatives from continents around the globe that participate in the process and attend the annual Congress for ITRA. North America is one of the least represented, and in fact, the only representative from the US is runner rep and 74-year-old Ian Madison of New Mexico, who, by the way, did finish the Umstead 100 this year. Granted, Ian has been running ultras since 1980, but I'm sure at least a couple of other board members of some of our most important 100-milers could get involved and have a say in the process. The best thing for ITRA may be to distance themselves from the Paletti's for greater transparency if they hope to obtain the respect of the North American ultra community and truly establish themselves as a legit global organization for the sport. Seems there are some major dividing lines and friction between US ultras and those of Europe and the rest of the world and this issue highlights the divide in a quite striking manner. Will Killian be permitted to run UTMB without Hard Rock ponying up and making their race an official qualifier? Will the Paletti's stick to their word that every athlete must be qualified, or will Killian find another way in? We'll be sure to follow this story as it unfolds. As a side note, if you are an athlete planning to use one of those current races for your UTMB qualifier in 2017, you can still use this year's San Diego 100, Angeles Crest 100, and Grindstone 100, as they are currently on the qualifier list. Well, we're now in the San Juan Mountains of Colorado, so stay tuned for some Hard Rock-related antics. If you'll excuse me, I now have a date with the mountains. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or thoughts on US versus Europe ultra culture, tweet us at Mountain Outpost. Have a week. Support this show by purchasing this pair of Jam Jam's Party Rock sunglasses. As a bonus, we'll include a Mountain Outpost sticker pack and signed certificate of realness. Smish smash that leak. And if you're still here, be sure to subscribe here and see another video here.